Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, May 6th, 2023. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And what do you think?
Well, just looking at it was certainly daunting.
Yes.
It was like you forgot the black squares.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little nervous about that. And I was a little nervous because it was about a third of the way down before I finally got one.
Oh.
But then I just kept working away at it, and actually it didn't take me too long.
Yeah, I had exactly the same experience.
Really?
I was, you know, I looked at how hard I had to struggle for Thursday, and Friday was even worse, and
yeah.
I thought, this is going to be impossible.
Oh, I know.
But once I got going, I was able to make pretty good progress.
Uh-huh.
And the long across clues, and there were six of them that spanned the entire width.
Right.
Were not, five of them were common phrases. The sixth, 46 down, it wasn't anything that I'd seen before. Extremely hot peppers.
46 named, across, yeah.
Yeah, 46 across. Extremely hot peppers named for their scythe-like tails. Caroline Reapers.
Right.
Were you familiar with Caroline Reapers?
No.
See, I was thinking about, like, isn't the Scoville scale what they use for peppers?
Yes.
And so I had an O in there, and somehow I was trying to make Scoville work around it, and I had Scoville. But it's like, I don't think it's Scoville. I think it's Scoville. Uh-huh. So, apparently, one of the metrics they use when they're assessing grids is how open they are. And the open square count is the number of white squares that don't touch a black.
Oh.
And the record in 2017, Roland Huget put together a crossword with 132 open squares. And that's like the greatest ever for the New York Times crossword. This one had 122, which is still pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
But I didn't find it nearly as hard as Thursdays or Fridays. I think by the time you get to this stage where you're just trying to make it as wide open as possible, you're sort of constrained in how hard you can make it too.
Well, I don't know. You could make it pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some challenging clues, things I didn't know. But I just kept working away at it, and eventually I got it.
So which ones, like, give me an example of one that you didn't know.
Well, I didn't know the Carolina Reapers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the classic Jonathan Swift satire, A Modest Proposal.
Oh, you've never heard that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Let's see. What else did I not know?
Did you know 29 across, quarreled, spatted?
Well, you know, I thought about spatted for a long time before I put it in, because I thought, well, what's a quarrel? Quarrel's a spat.
Right.
So spatted, but I had never heard that word before. So
how about 27 across, neutral pH being 7?
That was like the first one I got.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got that one, and I got 20 across, the 1619 Project publisher for short. I knew that was the New York Times.
Yes.
But yeah, those were like the only two I got in the top half of the puzzle. But again, it just took a while, but eventually I got one here and there and
everywhere.
Thankfully, that bottom right corner, I knew 42 down, TV medical reporter Sanjay. I knew that was Sanjay Gupta.
Right.
And I knew, was it 37? Highlighters and such was makeup. And so, and then 45 down was blank hurt. And I put in that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be can't hurt. And I knew that had to be a C, because 45 across some salad veggies. Well, I had the U and the K, and I thought, well, it's got to be cukes.
Right.
So that corner came together pretty quickly. Well, once you get a corner, then, you know, then you can start branching out. And I got the long ones at the bottom there. And then because I had the bottoms of all those, I got the middle ones going down. And, you know, you just find a foothold and then you just work around that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do anyway.
Yeah, I had trouble sort of with getting the top filled out, but eventually I was able to make that all work. 16 Across, much viewed showdown of 1975 was Thrilla in Manila.
Yes.
I saw enough of it that I thought it was going to, I had Thriller in Manila, or I had Thriller N, like Thriller in America, in Manila, but it would turn out to be Thrilla in Manila.
Yes, it had to rhyme.
Yes.
Thrilla in Manila.
One Across was interesting, The Terrible Twos, Sophomore Slumps.
Boy, that took me forever to figure that one out. But
well, I had the first two letters right away because voting rights activist Abrams was Stacy.
Stacy Abrams.
Although I didn't know how to spell it. I went for S-T-A-C-I-E before E-Y. And then two down, Amount of Resistance was Homage.
Yes.
I knew that.
Yes.
So I had the S and the O. And then they go into outlets. That was tricky. It was Prongs.
Yes. Yes, I was trying to think of a store, you know, like a store that's always in every outlet store. So
that would have been Spencer Gifts, I believe.
Well, they're in every mall. I don't know if they're in outlet stores.
Oh, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
Like, Eddie Bauer or maybe Hanes or some of those.
Mm-hmm.
You often see those in outlet stores. Columbia, you know, outerwear.
Sure. Uh-huh. The one next to that was proposal or prepares for a surprise party, Hides,
yes.
That was pretty straightforward, I thought.
Yes. And, you know, like I always like to do the acrosses first for about a third. And in this case, I did a half because I wasn't getting any of them. But then when I started doing the downs, yes, I got Stacy and Homage right away, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly helped. But the TH, the T from Stacy and the H from Homage, I thought, well, it must be the something.
Oh.
And so I put an E in there for the third letter, but it turned out not to work.
You committed too early.
Thrilla.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. The sixth down was Org for the New England Revolution. That was MLS. I guess Major League Soccer?
Must be, yeah.
That was. I found that sort of tricky.
Yes.
And 12 down was interesting. 2018 inductee into the Toy Hall of Fame was Uno.
That's right.
I guess I never really think about cards as being a toy.
Well, it is.
Okay.
Games.
I think of toys and games as being different. You know, toys are sort of...
Well, Uno's a game.
Right, but I think of that as being different from... This was inductee into the Toy Hall of Fame. Yeah. And I think of toys as being sort of like... You know, sort of wide open play with no rules necessarily. You know, I mean, you know, Barbie doesn't have to go around a board or something like that.
No, that's true.
Collect $200 when she passes go.
That's true.
I rest my case. I'm not really sure what my case is that I'm resting, but
Uno shouldn't have been inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame.
It should have been.
It should have been inducted into the Card Game Hall of Fame.
That's right. The game Hall of Fame, which has got a nice ring to it. 15 down. Did you get that right away? It allows a swimmer to float more easily.
No.
A salt lake.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was sneaky because I was thinking like, okay, water wings.
Yes, me too. Yes, or, you know, some sort of special fabric on the swimsuit or, but no.
Mm-hmm.
Salt lake.
I thought that the trickiest clue of all was 22 across. What a helicopter might fly out of.
Oh, yes.
Maple.
Yes.
Did you know, when you got that, were you able to figure out what they were talking about?
Oh, yes.
You were?
Yes.
I've never heard of a helicopter seed before.
Oh, uh-huh. No, maple seeds, you know, they twist around when they fall.
So,
like a helicopter.
So Wikipedia has informed me just recently. Let's see, what else was interesting? I mean, there were lots of good clues. 41 across, bad sound from an engine, turned out to be clunk.
Yes.
I guess that makes sense.
One I found interesting was 26 across, nation that moved east of the international date line in 1892 and west of it in 2011.
Right.
Samoa.
I mean, I did
not realize that. That the dateline moved. I'm sure Samoa didn't move.
No, I was thinking that Samoa did. I was thinking it was like some sort of giant hydraulic system. And they're like, okay, we're moving 1 degree to the left or right.
Right.
Well, the way they worded it, nation that moved east and then west.
I know. That's what I thought. It was a little odd. But
right.
At first I thought, did a nation take over another nation, and it was in a different location, but no.
That must have been an interesting debate they had, mm-hmm. which side of the dateline to be on.
And who gets to decide?
I'd sort of hope they had like an election, and they could have the lefties versus the righties, depending on which side of the dateline they wanted to be on. Are you on the left or on the right?
So did they lose a day or did they gain a day, I wonder? I guess they lost in one and gained in the other.
They probably gained a holiday, would be my guess.
Maybe that's why they moved. It's like, we need another day.
Yeah, there you go. We'll just move every day. We'll move back and forth and we'll never age again. They've got the fountain of youth figured out.
That's right.
Those Samoans are very clever that way. I don't know if we have any listeners from Samoa. It'd be pretty cool if we did. If you're near Samoa, if you're on Samoa or actually even close to Samoa, drop us a line.
New Zealand, Australia.
Yeah, just anywhere in the general that neck of the woods, drop us a line. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, I think that's probably it for the crossword.
Okay.
A fine Saturday crossword. But it is time for a Jam Katwa. The Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
That's right.
That's where we go back through the week and we pick out what we deem to be the very best.
Yes.
And we didn't have to go too far back today.
Just today.
We went to Friday. For those of you who've listened to yesterday's episode, you know that we fell in love with that crossword. Every single clue was a work of art that deserved its own frame in the Louvre. And so...
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, they were... Here, I'll try one at... Okay, here's one at random. 14 across. One way to reach a distant star. Fan letter.
Yes, right. That was a great clue.
And with Jam Katwa, just for that yes. one award.
Yeah,
just for that one.
Great.
Or, let's see... Cub Scout den leader was Akila,
right?
Or possibly Akela.
And our favorite, 34 down, Telly on the Telly.
Yes. Savalas, right? And even one across, popular TikTok character, hashtag.
Yes,
it's like,
good.
Oh, that kind of a character. And the indecisive child's first word, perhaps, eeny.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We could go on. We could just do every single answer in this crossword.
But
we
listen to Friday.
Yeah, we already did that, so we're not going to do it again. But anyways, this was by...
Jacob McDermott.
So well done, Jacob.
Yes.
A truly magnificent work. And if you are so inclined and are interested in getting your Jam Katwa award, it's lovely. Really, it's a work of art.
Not really, but it's a nice prize.
It's a lovely prize, including all sorts of mementos of Wisconsin. Uh-huh. Drop us a line.
And your very own Gene and Mike do the New York Times t-shirt.
Yes, indeed. So if you want all that swag, including the t-shirt, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
With your shirt size.
With your shirt size and an address we can ship stuff to you. Love to hear from you. That is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for helping make this one of the most popular podcasts about the New York Times crossword to come out of Northeast Wisconsin. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.